Let us read the Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. Today I would like to begin a journey that will take us through the book of Psalms. These are a collection of Hebrew poems. These poems were used by the Jewish people in their worship, and many of them sound a note of praise. They were also prayers which revealed the innermost thoughts and longings of the author. Poetry as an art form expresses the human heart and soul in a way that perhaps no other genre of literature can do. Therefore, in the book of Psalms, we observe the entire spectrum of human experience. There are the heights of joy and happiness, but there are also the turbulent currents of guilt and shame. Therefore, human beings throughout the centuries have discovered much by way of comfort from this book. Although the centuries have brought their changes, the heart, the feelings, and the emotions of humanity remain very much the same. Therefore, whatever our state of mind, there is much in the Psalms that we can identify with. Today we will think about the Psalm 1. This is a poem dominated by the number 2. In this poem, we observe the two ways, the two lives, and the two eternities. As we ponder these words, can you ask yourself the question, which way am I on? Which life am I living? Which eternity will I face? Let us think about the two ways. The first way is known simply as the way of the righteous. The word righteous is a reference to the law of God. God is the righteous Holy One, and his law is the expression of that righteousness. Therefore, this way of righteousness is characterized by moral purity in a world of immorality and wickedness. This way is represented by those who do the right thing. The second way is denoted as being the way of the ungodly. This is for those who reject God and his truth. This is for those who deny the relevance of God's word. This is the path of those who do what seems right in their own eyes, but the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Christ referred to these two ways in the New Testament in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. We are all born into the broad way, because we all break God's law, each and every one of us. If we are ungodly, how is it that we can find a narrow path, the way of the righteous? We can only find that narrow path through Christ, through faith in him. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. We are spiritually bankrupt. We're on that broad way. But Christ is the righteous one, the holy one, who's opened up the narrow path. And when you put your faith in him, you get off the broad way and you enter through the straight gate onto the narrow way, the only way to peace. And this is the way of the righteous man in the Psalm 1. I also want to share with you the two lives. The first life we discover in the first psalm is the blessed man. His life is characterized by happiness. The word blessed means to be happy. The word is actually plural in the Hebrew language. The happinesses of the man. Would you like to be happy with many happinesses? This individual walks the righteous way. The man or the woman who walks the righteous way, the man or the woman who has trusted Christ, the man or the woman who's on that narrow path, is happy beyond all comprehension. It is a happy thing to be a Christian. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. If you do not know Christ, you do not know nor will you understand what happiness is. There is peace and hope in Jesus which you will never discover elsewhere. This happy man is characterized by a lifestyle that is distinct from society. He does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He is neither influenced nor swayed by the prevailing opinions of his society. He refuses to stand with sinners, nor does he sit with those who scorn God's law. He is a life which shines in the middle of darkness. He is one who loves God's word. He meditates upon it. He applies its truth to his life. He is an individual whose life is meaningful. He has stability, honesty, and integrity. He is respected by his peers for his principles. He is a tree bearing fruit whose life does not wither. The other individual is that ungodly person, that sinful individual, that scornful one. Perhaps you're in the scorner's chair today. You pour contempt upon God's word. You want the pleasures of this life, and you have little thought of the world that is to come. This is a life without meaning. Is this what you want? A life without meaning? To live for time, to eat, to sleep, to work, to engage in hobbies, to be married, to raise a family. But after you become old and frail, and after you're laid upon that final bed, for you will die, what then? And there is no guarantee that you will ever become old and frail, but there will be an eternity. And after your body has breathed its last, what then? How futile, how disastrous, how wasted is a life of living without God. Do you want that fruitful life, that wholesome life, or do you want the empty life that is full of vanity? Finally, I wish to talk to you about two eternities. God simply says concerning the future, the eternity of the righteous, God knoweth the way of the righteous. His eyes are upon his people. He has a great future mapped out for his children. In my Father's house are many mansions, he said. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He will be with his people in death, and he will be with his people forever, in that place of endless joy. When I've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, I'll have no less years to sing his praise than when I first begun. What of the ungodly? What will their eternity be? Listen, the ungodly are like the chaff, the dust, the rubbish which the wind driveth away. The way of the ungodly shall perish. The Bible says that the wicked will be cast into hell and all the nations that forget God. Here then are two ways, two people, two eternities. Where will you spend eternity? Will it be heaven or will it be hell? On which way are you today? Seek the Lord for life. Discover that thread that sticketh closer than a brother. Find Jesus Christ, a friend of sinners. Discover hope and true happiness. I pray that you will do this. I thank you for listening.